Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Narcissists, Psychopaths, and Wolves Lessons from Little Red Riding Hood by O. Annie Ward is a short practical guide about recognizing narcissistic and sociopathic abuse, especially in intimate relationships. Rather than presenting itself as an academic psychology text, it uses the familiar structure of Little Red Riding Hood as an interpretive frame for understanding predatory manipulation. The wolf becomes a metaphor for a person who appears ordinary or charming while pursuing control, exploitation, and harm. The book focuses on the difficulty of identifying such people before damage has occurred, and it emphasizes emotional, physical, and financial risk. Ward writes from the perspective of someone concerned with prevention and recognition, not clinical diagnosis. Its purpose is to help readers reconsider assumptions about trust, goodness, and relationship repair, while offering warning signs for both new romantic interests and established partners. The result is an accessible, cautionary work, positioned between personal insight and self-protection manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Little Red Riding Hood as a framework for predatory relationships. The distinctive feature of the book is its use of Little Red Riding Hood as a metaphor for encounters with narcissists and sociopaths. Ward treats the fairy tale not merely as a story about childish danger, but as a compressed model of how predatory people can hide in plain sight. The wolf is dangerous not only because he is harmful, but because he is able to approach, deceive, and exploit before his nature is fully recognized. This framing makes the subject more concrete than a list of psychological terms alone. It also allows Ward to examine why outsiders may miss obvious danger and why victims may not immediately understand what is happening to them. The metaphor highlights disguise, misplaced trust, isolation, and the consequences of underestimating a predator. Its value is pedagogical. Readers are invited to look again at a familiar story and notice patterns that resemble manipulative relationships. This method simplifies complex abuse dynamics without requiring technical training, although it also means the book functions more as an interpretive warning system than as a clinical study. Secondly, camouflage and the difficulty of recognizing narcissists and sociopaths. A central argument in the book is that narcissists and sociopaths are difficult to detect because they often do not appear obviously dangerous at first. Ward emphasizes camouflage charm, normal social presentation, and persuasive behavior can mask exploitative intentions. This point matters because many people imagine predatory personalities as visibly cruel, unstable, or socially marginal. The book challenges that assumption by presenting danger as something that can be socially polished and emotionally convincing. In relationship contexts, the difficulty is intensified because affection, hope, and attraction can make warning signs seem ambiguous. A person may explain away inconsistency, pressure, selfishness, or manipulation as stress, misunderstanding, or ordinary imperfection. Ward encourages readers to pay attention to patterns rather than isolated incidents. The practical reasoning is that early recognition depends less on labeling someone and more on observing repeated behavior, disregard for boundaries, emotional control, deception, and harm that benefits the manipulator. By stressing concealment, the book shifts responsibility away from victim blaming. Failure to recognize a predator is not presented as stupidity, but as the predictable result of encountering someone skilled at appearing safe. Thirdly, why valuable personal qualities can make someone a target. The book rejects the simplistic idea that victims are targeted because they are weak. Ward instead suggests that qualities often considered strengths can attract exploitive people. Empathy, loyalty, generosity, a desire to solve problems, and belief in relationship repair may be used against the person who possesses them. This is an important distinction because it reframes vulnerability as the misuse of virtues by someone with predatory motives. A caring partner may keep giving chances, searching for mutual understanding or accepting responsibility for conflict, while the manipulative partner benefits from that effort without reciprocating. The Little Red Riding Hood metaphor supports this view by showing a target who is not inherently defective, but insufficiently prepared for a disguised threat. The practical implication is not that readers should abandon trust or compassion, but that these qualities require boundaries and evidence-based judgment. Ward wants readers to ask whether their good intentions are being met with respect or exploited as access points. This topic is especially relevant for people who repeatedly excuse harmful behavior because they believe patience and love can transform the relationship. The book warns that with narcissistic or sociopathic partners, such assumptions can prolong exposure to harm. Fourthly, warning signs for new and existing romantic relationships. The book is presented as a practical guide, and its final chapters are described as including warning signs for both new romantic interests and current partners or spouses. This structure recognizes that risk appears differently depending on the stage of the relationship. In a new relationship, readers may need to notice intensity, boundary testing, inconsistency, charm that feels strategic, or attempts to accelerate trust before it has been earned. In an established relationship, warning signs may be more embedded in daily life, such as chronic confusion, emotional exhaustion, pressure to self-blame, financial damage, isolation, or a pattern of one person benefiting while the other becomes diminished. Ward does not frame these lists as a substitute for professional diagnosis. Their function is protective recognition. The reasoning is practical. Most people cannot clinically determine whether someone has a personality disorder, but they can observe whether the relationship repeatedly produces fear, depletion, deception, and loss of autonomy. By distinguishing early dating from ongoing partnership, the book addresses both prevention and reassessment. It gives readers a way to compare behavior with patterns of manipulation, rather than relying only on feelings of attraction, obligation, or hope. Lastly, challenging the belief that there is good in everyone. One of the more pointed themes associated with Ward's work is the danger of assuming that every person is fundamentally well-intentioned. The book argues that this belief can blind people to the nature of sociopathic or severely manipulative behavior. In ordinary relationships, giving the benefit of the doubt can be generous and constructive. In a predatory relationship, however, that same habit may become a mechanism of entrapment. The victim keeps searching for the hidden good, the misunderstood motive, or the repairable wound, while the harmful behavior continues. Ward's position is not that readers should become cynical toward everyone, but that moral optimism must be balanced by behavioral evidence. If a person repeatedly lies, exploits, violates boundaries, or causes serious harm without genuine accountability, continued faith in their goodness may serve the manipulator rather than the relationship. This theme connects the fairy tale metaphor to a broader cultural lesson. Children and adults are often taught to be polite, forgiving, and open-hearted, but not always taught to recognize people who use those values as tools. The book therefore treats discernment as a form of self-protection, especially in intimate settings where denial can become costly. In conclusion, Narcissists, Psychopaths, and Wolves is best suited for readers who want an accessible entry point into the dynamics of narcissistic and sociopathic abuse, particularly in romantic relationships. It may be useful for people beginning to question a relationship, recovering from manipulation, or trying to understand why charm and apparent normality can coexist with serious harm. Its practical benefit lies in its emphasis on recognition patterns, warning signs, and the emotional logic that keeps victims engaged. Intellectually, it invites readers to reconsider familiar moral assumptions about trust, goodness, and persistence in relationships. Compared with broader books on narcissistic abuse or personality disorders, this work stands out because of its compact fairy tale framework. The Little Red Riding Hood lens gives readers a memorable model for thinking about disguise, predation, and overlooked danger without requiring clinical vocabulary. In present size, it should not be treated as a diagnostic manual or comprehensive psychological study, and its brevity means readers seeking extensive research may need additional sources. Its strength is different. It translates a difficult subject into a clear cautionary structure and pairs that structure with practical warning signs. For readers who need a concise, direct, and metaphorically vivid guide to recognizing manipulative partners, it occupies a useful place in the self-protection literature. If you would like to support O.N. Ward, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.